Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan with you as always, Dirtbags. It's great to be back for another episode for sure. So this one's going to be a loaded one as well, as it always is. Boy, we got it just kind of coming hot off the press almost. We got the Girardi firing, obviously, from last week. But Joe Madden just this afternoon, prior to recording of this episode, firing from the Angels. We got the Escobar cycle in Petco Park to be talking about, just a few of the MLB highlights and that we'll be talking about. And then we get into segment two, and we're going to be talking about how we all overthink this game during a season, how we go through that and how we avoid it. Stuff with that. So, and then finally, we're going to be answering your questions on the curtain call segment as we always do. And again, we appreciate you sending them in to us for sure. So, but before we get going with this week's episode, we do want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors over at Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. Of course, Team Avenue Baseball runs the one-of-a-kind Caribbean baseball cruises for amateur players that you definitely want to go over there and check them out. Team Avenue Baseball. And of course, Your Credit Pulse is your business to get your credit consultants and help you out in any way possible with your credit requirements. So yourcreditpulse.com, check them both out. Highly recommended for sure, no question about it. So, and of course, we invite you to check out our online store, dirtbagbaseballnation.com, for all our apparel and college playbook. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk to receive notifications of all our videos, including our upcoming guests that we're working on right now with Brandon Windle from Win Reality and John Trahar from Greatest Common Factory have teamed up to bring Win Reality. So the virtual reality baseball hitting, and we're looking forward to that one for sure. We're pumped about that one. So it'll be coming up in the next few weeks, and we'll be keeping you notified on that one. So, and lastly, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and you can DM us or email us at Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com with any questions you have about training, need help developing an impenetrable mindset, you're interested in having us come on, do guest speaking engagement, have a product you'd like us to review, if you'd like to be a sponsor or partner with us here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk, definitely DM us or reach out to us for sure. So, hey, Dirtbags, you know what time. Get out there. Get your favorite drink. Get your favorite seat. Get your favorite place so you like to listen to us. And you know what? We'll be right back here. Get going with it in a minute.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com. Now.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And hey, we're not going to fool around. We got so much to talk about. We're going to get after it right now. So, Nolan, I don't even know where you begin. I don't know where you start, buddy, but get it rolling.
Mackenzie Gore. Longtime top prospect, obviously very highly touted, best lefty pitching prospect for at least a couple of years there down in the minors. Looking like the real deal. First pitcher since 1913 to make his first nine career appearances with an ERA of 1.5 or lower and at least 55 strikeouts. He obviously dominated the Milwaukee Brewers there the other day, but let's be honest, the kid's been dominating all year. Obviously, he's leading the NL for Rookie of the Year right now. Brendan Donovan, I mean, he's having a great rookie year. Nolan Gorman, he'll probably be in there by the end of the year. He was obviously my Rookie of the Year pick. But, I mean, hell, Mackenzie Gore right now, it looks like it's his to just run away with.
Yeah, he's pitching with a bit of fire, right? Bit of venom in him and stuff like that. Like, hey, wait a minute, you've stuck me down here for so long. You've went out, you've traded for you've traded for Blake Snell, you've traded for Clevenger, Musgrove, Sean Manea. Hey, what about me? What about me being the number one prospect? So, good for him.
Yeah, and then, obviously, I mean, sticking with the Padres, this is one of the few times that they've actually beaten a team that's above 500. This year, they've had a tough stretch of games. And I mean, it's a funny team because I look at them, and they're obviously ranked very high in the power rankings every week. But I'm looking at them, and I'm like, it's not really that good of a team. Like, obviously, they're playing great against the bad teams, but they're not really doing what they should be doing against some of the better teams, especially, like, those playoff-caliber teams. They're not beating them the way that they were when Tatis was healthy there last year. So, I mean, the good thing was Tatis, there was video that came out on him just yesterday. He's fielding ground balls at shortstop. I don't know what the plan is going forward, but at least it seems like he's making progress. Have you heard anything?
Well, that's the bottom line, right? You know, you hope the shoulder holds up for Tatis. You got to get him back on the field because they're not as deep a team. Even though they've got lots of players, they're not as deep on the talent level, I guess is what I'm saying, as those big playoff teams, those Dodgers and stuff like that. I mean, hey, it looked great when Machado was tearing the cover off the ball and lighting it up, and he's still holding court. But you know, he's going to level off. Hosmer, the same thing. He got off to probably his best start, and God, maybe in his career, but definitely the last 7 years probably, and that wasn't sustainable. And you're starting to see the reality of that, right? Blake Snell has looked nothing to his former Rays days since he's been in San Diego. So, you know, you got to get those guys. Wow. So guys, but you need the Clevenger to settle, be what he was when they traded for him. You need Blake Snell to be what he's been for him. You know, Mineo's doing, and you've been doing a fine job for them, but they got to get Tatis back in there, and they got to see what they really look like.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is Cronenworth, he's been carrying the offense for the most part. Obviously, Machado, he's done his thing. He's got to be still up there for NL MVP. Obviously, cooled off a little bit in May compared to what he did in April. But, I mean, hell, he's still top five in majority of NL categories. Obviously, Eduardo Escobar against the Padres hits for the cycle. So that's the 11th cycle in Mets history. Hits a triple down the right field line in the ninth inning to complete the cycle. Heck of an accomplishment. His first career cycle. What can you say? I mean, it doesn't happen all that often. Obviously, it's just the second cycle this year. But still, I mean, that's an incredible accomplishment. It's not that easy to, especially with the triple being the last one that you need to get, not that easy to finish with the triple.
And he was booked too, man. If you saw it or whatever, if you haven't seen it, go back and pull it up on video, stuff like that. He was booked, and he was digging hard for the triple. No question.
Now, you touch base on it a little bit. Let's get into the firings from the past week. Joe Girardi, obviously Dave Dombrowski goes out, spends the money. What do they have? I think fifth highest payroll this year. I think it came in a little over $240 million, if I'm not mistaken, just breaking the first tax threshold. He's the first one to go. Gets fired last week. I mean, obviously his tenure with the Phillies, they were bringing him in 2020 under the impression, or under the expectation, I guess I should say, of, hey, you know what? He's been out of baseball for a year, did MLB Network. But, I mean, he was with the Yankees for a long time, obviously helped them make the playoffs quite a few years there. Just it never seemed like he got off the ground running with the Phillies. And, I mean, it's not really his fault. What can we say? Like, we talked about it at the start of the year. Their defense is absolutely atrocious still. It's exactly what we expected. They went out, they got their boppers. They're still putting up runs per game. But, I mean, hell, it's not a team that, yeah, they swept the Angels, but it's not a team where you're like, yeah, you know what, this is going to be a playoff contention team by the end of the year, unless they make some significant moves.
General managers have tried to do it in the past, right? Go all offense. And you know what, at amateur baseball, yeah, absolutely. Youth baseball, absolutely, it's going to work. MLB, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. When it comes right down to it, I mean, they know that you need pitching and you need defense. It's as simple as that. Because exactly right. I mean, where are they? They're probably in the top four in the league. I haven't even looked it up. I've been too lazy to or whatever on that. But just as far as team runs, four is what I'm saying. You know, but it doesn't matter. Put up a five-run spot or six or seven one game, and then they'll go two games with a 1-1, right? One run four. And you know what? It's just too tough. And when you've only got, what, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, really, for pitchers, after that, no team's scared of them, right?
And let's be honest, Aaron Nola's not really pitched like Aaron Nola the past couple of years either.
No.
Like, he hasn't looked his same dominating self.
So it's one of those situations, right, where you can't fire 25 players. You got to fire somebody. So Girardi goes. I'm not saying it's not the right thing or whatever in that. Because, again, we don't know enough of what's going on with it all or whatever. But, hey, it's definitely one of those situations where it's not just one person's fault. Those players got to go look themselves in the window and hold some accountability and say, hey, you know what, we need to be better. If we need to work on more defense or whatever or not, because we're not the top defensive players in the league, we got to figure out a way to get better at it. So let's go and work harder.
Now, jump
with the pieces together. I mean, they lose Segura, and you lose you didn't lose. But hey, one quick shout out before we carry on to your next guy. I do want to give a great. I think it's well over deserved for Rob Thompson, bench coach for Girardi, getting to do the intern for the rest of the year. And I hope they stick with that, because there's a guy that's been with him since the Yankee years, and he needs to be there. So I wish him nothing but the best luck.
Yeah, and he's been in the MLB for, what, 30 years or something like that? 20-plus years now, I guess. So it's one of those things, like you said, long overdue. Jumping across the coast, obviously, this was the first guy you projected to get fired earlier in the year. You said it was probably going to be start of May, early parts of May at least. made it all the way until June the 7th. Longer than we expected, but we all expected it. Joe Maddon, bye-bye. You're gone. You suck. Does not surprise anybody, in my opinion, at least. They obviously started out the year great. Like we said, 24-13 before the show started, off air. And then, boom, all of a sudden hit the slumps. 12 straight losses, 27-29 by the time we're recording this episode. A team that looks lost, to say the least. I mean, what can, like, their pitching still isn't doing anything. Offensively, obviously, Trout and Ward are carrying a bit. Ward's out for a bit now. He's got the hamstring injury, but, I mean, yeah, it was just time.
Well, there's no question about it. I don't know if they go over and replace him with Joe Girardi. I don't know who's out there or whatever and that. I wouldn't be surprised if they at least don't have that conversation with him, an agent. I think you have to. And you know, you got to go from there or whatever. But at the end of the day, I think this is a great lead into not overthinking the next segment we're going to be coming up with. And I want to pick up with this, Nolan, because exactly right. Maddon, there's nothing to think about here. Like you said, you were 11 games over or whatever, Matt, and all of a sudden you lose an 11 and 12 in a row with that lineup. You can't do that. I mean, I get that every team goes through it and stuff like that, but when you lose those ones, oh, man, you're looking in the mirror, you're hating life every single day, you're going to the yard, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter the background or the history you've done in this game. So, I want to dig a little bit more into it right after the break when we come back, hey, stay with us, Dirtbags, and we'll be right back to carry on this conversation, dig deep.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491.
800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And before the break, we were talking about Joe Maddon and the firing, obviously Girardi as well. But, you know, this whole part of the segment, the show, is not overthinking this game, because it'll handcuff you, it'll humble you, it'll overwhelm you, and to some degree, it'll eliminate you from the game. And so we were talking about Maddon, for example, and that pairing an Asian. Yeah, I get it. Maddon was an Artie Moreno hiring. There's no question about it. So you're a brand new GM in the off season. You're coming in. You're feeling it out. You're saying, you know, I don't know if this is my guy or not. And you get off to a pretty good start, I guess, whatever. And then all of a sudden, let's be honest, right? Train's off the tracks right now. Wouldn't you think, Nolan?
Yeah, and I mean, shout out to Phil Nevin, first manager in MLB history. That was a former first overall pick. He's the interim for right now. He's got to do a hell of a job in order to get rid of that interim and become the manager full time, because that's a team that needs a lot of work. And honestly, if you're Manasian, as tough as this is, and we've said it in the past on previous episodes, you got to look at trading Mike Trout. Because the guy's value's at an all-time high. I know LA Angels fans don't want to hear that. It's been a circle ever since he's been there. Like, he's bar none the best player in the game. I mean, this year you can make a good argument for either Aaron Judge or Mookie Betts, obviously speaking. They're both off to incredible starts. Aaron Judge, I mean, he's still regarded as, if not the best, top three guaranteed. I just don't know what to say, like... Because he's too good of a player to be stuck in this situation, in my opinion. And like I said, you got to hope Phil Nevin comes in there and just rallies off about 12 in a row, goes the other way, right? 12 wins in a row to make up for Joe Maddon and what he's done. But it's a team right now that doesn't look good on paper, and they're not playing good. So, I don't know.
No, and you know what? I'm going to go across the grain on it and stuff like that. I think Mike Trout is, again, you never, I know we want to get talking about pools and the last draw a little bit during this show or whatever, but again, there's no player is untradeable. I get that. But I can't see Artie Moreno pulling the trigger for Mike Trout being traded. I just can't see that ever happening. At least for the next 3 or 4 years. As bad as this situation is, as much as fans probably hate it across the board and are disappointed, I cannot see that happening for sure. And again, we're talking about not overthinking this. So maybe it's as simple as just go and trade them and get it over with and figure out the best thing you can and let them move on. I don't know. You know what? I don't know what the right answer is other than what you said, Nolan, the fact that, you know what, Phil Nevin, come in here, have a real clear vision, a real clear mission, what exactly you want, and either the guys are on board or they're not, right? I guess it really doesn't change whether it's you're talking about what Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Nolan, or whether it's the Angels or anything else at the MLB level. You have to have a philosophy. You have to have a trust. Have to have management that can lead and be honest and trustworthy, but you also have to have players, don't you, that are not going to talk the talk, they're going to walk the walk.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's the key to it is, yeah, you just need guys that are hungry, guys that are going to come in every day, work. I mean, and it looks like half of the time the Angels players, I'm not going to say that they were like the Phillies players, because there was times where you see the Phillies players and they're just kind of looking over at Girardi and they're just kind of like, it almost looked like they just looked deflated, like they were going to lose some games with him being the mm-hmm. manager and some of the bullpen decisions that he'd make. And then Girardi, I mean, he should have been fired, obviously speaking. He had a tough year. Maddon, though, it's like, I don't even know if the guys wanted to play for him. Based on some of the stories that we heard about him, and even his time during Chicago, it seemed like guys weren't even really that big of fans with him. So, I mean, it's one of those things where he's, what, a little over 500 winning percentage for his career. I think it was 1,315 wins to 1,269 losses or something like that. Obviously, he was the guy that kind of made the super utility a cool position for MLB. So he was groundbreaking in that regard. But what's he really done since? Obviously, wins a series with the Cubs, had good years with Tampa Bay. His tenure with the Angels was a complete flop. I don't know if guys ever bought into his philosophy, if his style of managing. And, I mean, you see it up and down that lineup, and it was just guys that were in and out of there every day. I don't know. It was just guys that never looked like they really wanted to show up to the park. And that's just me saying it from an outsider's perspective. Obviously, it's easy to look that way when you're losing a lot of games. But that's a team. That's a team when you got Mike Trout and guys like that. They should be winning 90 games a year. Like they've put up great offenses on paper year in, year out, decent enough pitching staffs where you can trust that defense and everything like that, and they just never seem to get it done. I don't know if it's because of the management. I don't know what it is, but I'm assuming just based off of the stories that we've heard about Madden, that he just wasn't a guy that should still be a manager in the MLB.
Yes, but don't overthink it. See you later. Gone. You got to put your personal, relationships aside. And I'm not saying there was a personal relationship there with Nation and Madden or whatever, but probably Marino and him, and those are tough, but you're in the sport of winning, as they always say. So that's the bottom line. So here's some more examples of what we're talking about when we talk about overthinking. And we're calling it overthinking, but it could be anything relatable to it. It's self-doubt. I mean, last week we talked about having an MLB confidence. Well, there's a fine line between being confident and just ignorant or cocky, whatever terminology you want to use. And here's an example. I got a couple of guys on my team that I'm working with right now, on our Division One team over here in France I'm working with, and they spent probably 9 hours on just hitting all them. But they were thinking that the more BP they took, that was going to solve the problems of why they weren't hitting. Well, that couldn't be more far from the truth, because then on Sunday we went out and we played two games, actually, like we always do every week, and like literally missing balls. Not getting wood on balls, not getting a bat on the balls, literally whiffing. And I know how many extra at bats they took or whatever. So what I'm saying is they were thinking incorrectly. So I've got to sit down with them and I've got to readjust the way they think. Now they have to buy into it. They have to believe in me or they can avoid it. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to fight with them. I know I don't fight with anybody that we deal with. Because as you know, Dirtbags, it's all about having the right mental approach and stuff like that, but it's also how we bring it to them properly. So the bottom line is what I'm saying is they're working hard. Working hard isn't the problem, but working smart, working intelligently so you don't overthink it, so you don't overwork it. Sometimes, right, Nolan, people work so hard on extra bullpens, extra ground balls, extra BP, when really they almost need just a break from it. They need a couple of day break and do nothing. You've gone through that. I've gone through that. And you've seen players, right? Same thing.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, like you said, you don't need to maximize the amount of swings that you take. You need to maximize the effort that you're putting into the swings that you're taking. So it's one of those things where, yeah, if I'm having a good couple of days of swinging, you know what? I can take a day off maybe. I can just literally go in there and just watch some pitches, just get my mindset right. Okay, boom, I got my time and everything like that down. I don't need to necessarily swing the bat 1,000 times because by the end of it, like you said, I mean, you're going to be tired and your mechanics are going to go right down the drain. And, I mean, the reason behind that is just because fatigue sets in. And then all of a sudden the hands will get lower and down, the front side will get flying open or something like that. You'll be looking to turn on everything to compensate for the fact that you're tired and you're not going to be able to stay on that outside pitch as long. And you know what? Sometimes that's just the exact opposite thing of what you want to do. Hell, I've gone in there and taken 24 swings in a day and been completely content with it because you know what? Those were 24 good swings. I was on time on the outside pitch. I was on time on the inside pitch. I got barreled to all of them. You know what? That's a great day for me. I didn't need to take 50. I didn't need to take 100 swings just because, oh, coach said take your swings. No, that's counterproductive. I took good, efficient swings and maximized my ability that day.
Well, that's it, right? You built the plan. You built the feeling, the mental feeling of what your body needs to feel like based on where the ball is thrown, right? You've covered all the areas, high, low, inside, outside, down the middle, you know. So, again, you put the knowledge first and then started building up the brain-body feeling, if that makes sense, Dirt Bags, is what Nolan's talking about. So exactly right. Yes, the quantity was fewer, but the quality was far superior because at the end of the day, right, Nolan, we don't know where the pitcher's supposed to throw it, do we? So why would we work all the time on where we like it? But we see people do that all the time, right? Whether it's tee work, soft toss, lock toss, doesn't matter. Oh, always throw it where Johnny likes it. Always throw it where Sarah likes it. That's the worst thing you can do. You better be working on where they don't like it. Right or wrong, what do you think?
Absolutely right. No, and that's the way that I love taking BP too. You know what? If I'm going to try and work on something specific that day, you know what? If I feel like I'm pulling off and I want to work on outside pitches, that's a little bit different just because that is specifically what I'm trying to do that day. But 90% of the time, it's literally get in there. All right, you know what? Let's just go. And I got to see if I can barrel it up. And if coach wants to throw me inside and I'm late on the inside, well, I better get figuring out how to hit that inside pitch. If coach wants to go outside and I'm too early on that outside pitch, well, I better let it travel that split second longer so that way I can barrel that pitch up. And it's literally just about making the adjustments on the fly. It's not about, okay, essentially putting it on a tee every single time. And here's the pitch right here, right here, right here. Yeah, you know what? I feel great about myself. All of a sudden, pitcher starts throwing me sliders down and away, and I can't touch them for the entire next 3 weeks.
Hey, there you go. Dirtbags, DM us, and we can talk to you all day about this type of stuff. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be doing the curtain call questions as we always do.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16. In-store only. Coupon required. One per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freeall.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Ted, wake up.
Huh? You look exactly like me.
I am you, Ted, from the future. You need to call Progressive.
What? Why?
Well, they have 24/7 protection when you bundle your home and auto, and my teleportation cube just smashed into your car.
Wait, you crashed into my car?
Technically, it's our car.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, to the curtain call questions. Hey, thanks for DMing us and sending them in to us. That's the best way to go about it. And you know what? Instagram or Facebook, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, follow us. And you know what? You can send them right there. Or again, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll either answer them in person or we will answer them here on an episode. And it depends on where we think it falls, or hey, it depends also on if you want us to answer it personally. Hey, let us know. We'll talk about it with you. So on that note, though, here we go. Nolan, got a good lineup tonight for sure. So what are your thoughts on the Los Angeles Angels City Connect uniforms?
Certainly better than the Colorado Rockies. I was not a fan of the Colorado Rockies with that green going on in their jersey. I mean, I understood it. You're trying to get all aspects of the Rockies. I still didn't like it. I love their regular colors. I thought that they could have done something cool with the purple or something like that. The Angels ones, though, I like that. I mean, it's very similar with the to what the Cardinals are rocking with their cream color and then the red with it. The red is just very clean going across their uniforms, especially with some of the guys that they have on their team. I like it. It looks pretty good on them. Mike Trout can rock the heck out of that jersey anytime, man. I mean, that's a thick dude. It makes his neck look even thicker with the cream color on it. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I dug a little deeper into it as well myself. I love the Angels, the S at the back end of it, with a little shout out to Tim Salmon from past years as well with it. Yeah, there's just something about those cream and just dirty. Just absolutely dirty to me, man. I love them. We talked about it last year when the Cardinals pulled them out or whatever and that, and then the baby blues are just something dirty about certain uniforms, and that's one of them. So great job by the Angels. Great job by Nike. All over it. All over it. Definitely want to get one of those hanging in the closet. So here's an interesting, can't wait to get your thoughts on this one. Does the Seattle-Houston situation this past weekend do anything long-term for the Mariners moving forward?
Heck yeah, it does.
Maybe we should bounce on quick about what happened this past weekend in case anybody happened to miss it between Seattle down in Houston or whatever. Hector Neris, Buzz, and who was it? Ty France. A little altercation, benches clear, things settled, and our boy Julio Rodriguez goes yard on him. Then Eugenio Suarez comes up, and he gets, now this one ain't cool. He buzzed behind him or whatever and that, but it was getting up around that head area. So,
and Ty France, just to elaborate on that, his wasn't up around the head. His was down basically behind the butt. But, I mean, still, it's one of those ones where you don't throw it behind the guy. You're going to square him up. Like, you throw it behind a guy, yeah, we know the intent's there, but you don't do that. Like, you square him up in the butt. You can't throw behind a guy because all of a sudden, yeah, that's when you know, okay, hey, this guy's intentionally trying to hit me, and he's still missing. Like, that's even scarier. And like you said, I mean, when you're going up and – if you're going up and in on a dude climbing at the chin, like, that's a guy's career. You don't do that. That's a no-go, man. That's when the benches should be clearing. Absolutely. And I don't blame Scott Servais. I think he was the first one out of the dugout. To answer your question, I think it does a hell of a lot for the Mariners. You got a bunch of young kids on that team. That's their first MLB experience against the Houston Astros down in Houston. You're getting stuff like that happening. You go out there and you come back, you win the game. Absolutely. That's a huge confidence boost, especially since the Houston Astros. I mean, they're the old guard in that division. They've been holding down the fort there in the AL West for a few years now. Obviously, the AL, who am I kidding? Just the AL in general. Three out of the past five for the World Series. You're going to pull that stunt against the Mariners?
I am 100% in agreement with you. 100%. Hector Neris has four walks in, 30 innings roughly or whatever, up to that point. Dude, you've been around forever. You're not that wild. You're not even remotely that wild. It's a no-brainer, but I agree wholeheartedly, 100% for a young team like that, and I think it was the right thing because of a young team with a little uncertainty in a situation like that for your manager to lead the charge. Your manager is the first one out. That's pretty cool, man. That's awesome. That's respects for Scott Servais. Good for you, dude. I know Dusty's got to do what he has to do on his side or whatever and that and whatever. But as far as Seattle moving forward, to me, that should be a huge, huge stepping stone.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm totally in agreement with you. Yeah. Okay. How has Carlos Carrasco been able to get off such a great start this year? And here's a guy that's what missed basically the last 2 years. He's leading the league, 7 wins, had 10 Ks this past game. Great question. How is he? How is he able to, Nolan?
Yeah, I think he's just a guy. Obviously, he's got veterans all around him. I mean, you look at the pitching staff there. You got, obviously, Max Scherzer, Jacob deGrom, Taijuan Walker, Chris Bassett now. He's also a veteran pitcher. Like, there's guys that have been in the league for a long time that he can obviously go to. He can just get little tidbits on kind of what he's doing mechanically, if he is doing anything wrong. Obviously, this year, to this point, tough to see anything that he's doing wrong, because, I mean, it looks like he's turned back the clock to his mid-2015 through 18 run or something like that with Cleveland, when he was one of the better pitchers in the AL there. And, I mean, heck, he's one of those guys where, yeah, you can just tell he's got complete confidence in his team's ability behind him now. And obviously the Mets are a completely different team than what they've been in years past. Their defense looks at least average. I mean, which is a far cry from where it's been over the past few years. It's a guy that's just, honestly, he's going and he's pitching a contact. And you know what? His stuff, I mean, mind you, he's throwing mid-90s still. Like, he's still bringing it 92 to 94, 95 every once in a while. It's not like his stuff's slow. But, yeah, it looks like his slider's got a little bit of extra spin on it this year. His stuff's a bit tighter. And, I mean, heck, it's a guy, like I said, he's bought in. He's got complete confidence up there on the mound. And you know what? Let the dude roll while he can.
I hear you. The only thing I'm going to add on is some people, it's amazing. I guess it's genetics, it's makeup or whatever and stuff like that. And what I'm talking about is it's amazing how the body can heal itself. Because he had some pretty good wear and tear injuries. Serious wear and tear injuries on him as a pitcher or whatever and that. But you know what? Kudos to the New York Mets. They let him sit out last year basically or whatever and that. Shut him down. Take the time off. Get really healthy. And let's see what a Carlos Carrasco looks like with a year and a half of good rest and rehabilitation. And boy, I'll tell you what, it looks pretty good right now. So great question and great results for him. Another cool dude. Good for him. Keep rolling. With George Springer hitting his 50th leadoff homer last week and in fourth place all time, can he surpass Ricky Henderson's all-time record of 81? Does he have enough game, enough years left to do it? Talking 31 more leadoff home runs. Doable?
That's tough. I mean, the thing is, he'll be 33 in September. So it's not like he's out of his prime, but he's on the back end of his prime right now. Obviously, he's got a great lineup around him. They're going to keep on pitching to him. He's a dude that's been a leadoff hitter for better part of his entire major league career. And he's the perfect leadoff hitter, let's be honest. He's a guy that's obviously hit for average his whole career, high on base, high slugging. 31 out, though, I'm gonna lean no just with today's MLB. Like, most guys are only going until they're 37, 38. Obviously, Nelson Cruz is the anomaly where he went until he was 41, and then this year he finally seemed to fall off the road. But, I mean, it's I'm going to go no, but I'm not going to put it past him to not get 32. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think it's pretty hard. I think you hit the nail on the head. Age's against him. We're talking about leading off a game, home runs. So I think that works against him as well or whatever and that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to finish second. No question about it. That's only four away from taking over I think it's Alfonso Soriano at 54. Biggio's in there at 53 for the National League. Like you and I talked about, he's an ambusher. He goes into every game with a plan. And obviously, but like we said too, it obviously works. That goes back to what we talked about on our own Dirtbag Baseball Nation hitting philosophy of having a plan and what our plan is. And he obviously has a vision. He's seen it happen in his mind's eye before the game even starts. If the pitcher throws this, I'm going yard. If the pitcher throws this, I'm going yard. And it happens more times than not, as crazy as that sounds. But I think he's what? You got started this year already. And we're only in June.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it'll be tough for him not to be considered probably the second greatest leadoff hitter of all time. Obviously, Ricky Henderson is number one. Anybody that tries to tell you Ricky Henderson isn't number one never watched baseball a day in their life, because Ricky Henderson is Ricky Henderson. He called himself Ricky Henderson for a reason. The guy was a flat-out stud. But, I mean, George Springer, by the end of his career, it's going to be tough to say that he's not the second best. And I get it. Craig Biggio did it for a very long time, obviously, down in Houston. And that's not a knock on him. I'm just saying, George Springer, he's different.
Well, and he's got the World Series. He's got the accolades to go with it as well. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one, for sure. Yeah. Great questions, though, for sure.
So I got a question for you. Why do you promote the rope trainer as a great throwing training aid?
You know what? The rope trainer for us, an aid and something that we promote and believe in, is because it really does work. It does some amazing things in the fact that, one, the ropes, the tethers themselves create resistance, build strength, and build health. You can use it for pitcher development, throwing development, catcher development, any position on the field development. So that's another thing. It's not just a pitcher's training aid. It's a throwing training aid for all your players. You can work double play work without having to throw live balls. You can work bullpens. You can work a variety of stuff phenomenally. But one of the huge things that I really like about it is, you, in order to get the ropes to follow through and snap off the bottom of your back like it's meant and designed to do, you have to create great arm extension on the front side. It forces you to get arm extension in order to have that great follow through and snap off the arm, which is actually creating arm health. And that's huge. So, I mean, there's more to it that I could talk about or whatever. So give us a call, reach out to me, DM me, and I'm happy to go through whatever details. But you know what? That's just part of why we believe in it so much here.
One final question for you. This one's actually very important. What can I do to make sure my son is having fun playing baseball? For this question, let's expand on it, son or daughter.
Yeah, good call for sure. You know, and I think maybe we got time for both of us quick, Nolan. For me, it's as a parent, I'm going to speak from it as a parent. Make sure that you're having fun. Make sure you're showing your son or daughter that you just love going and being a part of their baseball or softball journeys. And if you played it, share with them. Share with them. I don't think coaches and parents do that enough. Share what it is that they love about it as well. So don't get caught in the rat race. Just enjoy it as much as your son is enjoying it or your daughter is enjoying it. What are your thoughts, Nolan?
Yeah, I'm not a parent, so it's tough for me to say anything, but same time, I mean, like you said, you got to have fun, same as your kids having fun. Don't put too much pressure on them. Let them go through the ups and downs. Be there to cushion them if they're going through one of the downs. But I mean, heck, when they're on the ups, you gotta ride that too, right? So it's one of those things where, yeah, you just got to be fully supportive of your kid no matter what they're doing. End of the day, you know what? Hey, if you want to do this, go ahead, do it. Do it to the best of your ability, and I'll be there to support you.
Hey, great job, Dirtbag, sending in your questions. Keep them coming. We love it. So, hey, we'll be right back here with our final thoughts in a second.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Hey, welcome to our final thoughts, Dirtbags. And Nolan, I know you've got a great one for this episode.
So Manny Machado brought it up this past week, just saying, why is Albert Pujols not getting a farewell tour? Kind of like, obviously, former players of the past, Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter obviously come to mind. Big Poppy, guys like that. Albert Pujols, obviously, a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's been one of the greatest right-handed hitters MLB has ever seen. Arguably the greatest player this generation has ever seen. Obviously, younger kids didn't get to see Albert Pujols at his height, but I mean, still, Albert Pujols, 683 home runs and counting, obviously. Tons of other accolades. He'll pass Paul Molitor for most hits, or 10th most hits all time very shortly. One of those guys that, I mean, yeah, I'm in agreement with Manny Machado. Why is he not getting a farewell tour? And if you're in a city where the St. Louis Cardinals happen to be coming to town, you'll be lucky enough to maybe see Albert Pujols on his last game ever in that stadium. Obviously, Yadier Molina's in the same boat. Yadier Molina's not obviously the extent of a player that Albert Pujols was, but still, end of the day, those are two guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame. Why wouldn't you want to watch them for their final times coming to your city?
Yeah, you're right on. There's certain players in the history of this game that you don't ask, should I? You just do it. You just do it. Because we're privileged enough to get to see them do it and be a part of it. So I agree. You've got to get it. If you have the opportunity, you've got to get there one last time and see those guys, because they're worth the price of admission. So, hey, don't forget to go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com to get your favorite dirtbag swag and the call playbook. $4.99 is priced that way because we want you to get in your hands. If you're going through the college recruiting process, or you know somebody going through the process, get it to them. And that's why it's there. We want it to be successful for you. We want it to work for you. So, and we love to have you wearing our dirtbag apparel and showing the world who you are as a baseball player as well. So don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and Dirtbag Baseball Talk, and follow us, direct message us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation with any and all questions you have for us, or if you'd like us to review a product and talk about it on YouTube. So, and lastly, hey, if you're interested in having us come and be a guest speaker, we'd love to do it. Reach out to us, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com, and we'll get it all set up and organized. So, Nolan, you know what time it is. Dirtbags, you also know what time it is. And it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.